All right, welcome back. We're diving back into these biblical covenants again, and I think we've been wrestling with some pretty hefty stuff, you
Yeah,
know?
don't we?
We've gone through Adam, Abraham, David, and each time it seems like it's building to something even bigger, you know what I mean?
It's like we're climbing a mountain range, and with each peak, we see an even higher one ahead of us.
I like that. And that summit, that ultimate one. That seems to be what the New Covenant is. It's all over the place in the New Testament, but it's not just a New Testament idea, is it?
Not at all. The seeds are right there in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
When you read Jeremiah 31, it's almost shocking how clear it is. God says, I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts. So it's not about external rules anymore. It's about internal transformation.
Wow. So even way back then, God was already hinting at this relationship that goes way deeper than just following the rules.
Exactly.
But why a new covenant? What was wrong with the old ones?
Well, think back to the covenants with Adam and Israel. What happened?
Things kind of fell apart.
Exactly. The old covenants, even though they were full of God's grace and promises, they depended on humans actually being able to keep them up. But humanity, well, we kind of mess things up. The new covenant gets that. It doesn't just ignore our flaws, you know.
So it's less about, here are some new rules, try again this time, and more about how do we fix the fact that we can't keep the rules in the first place.
Exactly. It's recognizing that change doesn't come from just trying harder. It's about having a changed heart. And that's what's so huge about the new covenant.
Yeah.
It's not about what we do, but what God does in us.
Okay, this is where I always get tripped up. If it's not about our effort, does that mean we just like sit back and let God do everything? Where's the balance?
That's a great question. It gets to the heart of how grace and responsibility work together. It's like this. Imagine you're learning piano. You wouldn't just sit down and expect to play a concerto perfectly on the first try, would you? You need a teacher, guidance, and lots of practice.
Okay, so God's the teacher, the new covenant is the guidance, and we're the ones who have to practice.
Yeah, exactly. God provides the grace, the power, the transformation. But we have to respond to that grace. We have to work with the Holy Spirit as He's working in us. Remember, Ezekiel talks about God giving His people a new heart and a new spirit. Well, that new spirit makes it possible for us to actually live the way He wants us to.
So it's not about earning our way in, but about embracing the change God's giving us and letting that change shape our lives.
Exactly. The new covenant is all about redemption. It's God saying, I know you can't do this on your own, so I'm going to do it for you.
You know, thinking about all our deep dives on the Old Testament covenants, it's almost a relief, like finally a solution that actually fixes the problem. But where does Jesus fit in all this? He didn't exactly go around saying, "Hey, I'm the new covenant."
He didn't need to. His whole life, everything he said and did was the new covenant lived out. Think about the Last Supper.
Oh, right. When he talks about the cup being the new covenant in my blood, I always kind of glossed over that, but it's really important for understanding what Jesus was doing, right?
Absolutely. He wasn't just starting a new ritual or anything. He was putting the new covenant into action by his sacrifice.
So his death is a key part of how the new covenant becomes a reality. But it's not just about his death, right? You said his life shows us the covenant too. What do you mean?
Well, think about all that the new covenant promises. Forgiveness of sins, a new heart, the Holy Spirit living in us. These aren't just ideas. They are things Jesus made possible by his life, death, and resurrection.
Right, like when he promises in John to send the Holy Spirit as a counselor and advocate, that feels so different from the way the Spirit was in the Old
Oh,
Testament.
yeah, definitely. The Holy Spirit isn't just a temporary visitor now. He actually lives in us and gives us the power to live out what the new covenant makes possible.
I'm starting to see how revolutionary this is. It's not just tweaking the old system, it changes everything. But how does this actually play out in our lives today? We'll dive into that right after.
Okay, I'm still thinking about all that.
Yeah.
It's like we've been given this incredible gift, this new covenant that changes everything, but I don't really know how to like open it and experience it, you know?
You know, that's really important. It's one thing to understand it, but it's a whole different thing to actually live it out. That's where it gets real.
So it's less about knowing it and more about letting it change us.
Yes. It's about letting the new covenant sink into every part of our lives. Think about it. If our sins are really forgiven, if we're really God's children, if the Holy Spirit is really living in us, how should that change the way we see ourselves? How should it change how we treat other people? How should it change how we deal with problems? You're right. It's not just about avoiding punishment or getting into heaven. It's about having a different life right now. But I have to be honest, sometimes it feels like I'm not changing very fast. I still make mistakes. I still do the same bad things. Does that mean I'm doing something wrong?
A lot of people feel that way. The new covenant doesn't just automatically make us perfect. Remember how we talked about God promising a new heart and a new spirit? Well, that takes time. It's like planting a seed. It needs time and the right conditions to grow.
So messing up doesn't mean I'm not part of the new covenant anymore.
Not at all. It's actually when we're weak and we know we need God's grace that the new covenant really shines.
So maybe it's less about trying to be perfect and more about surrendering to the process of changing.
Yes, that's it. And that's where the Holy Spirit helps us. Remember, he's not just watching us. He's actively working in us to make us more like Jesus.
Right. Like in Romans 8, where Paul says the Spirit helps us to live by the Spirit and not by just doing whatever we feel like. It's like we have this guide inside us, always nudging us to become more whole.
Exactly. And that's a big difference between the old and new covenants. The old covenant was about following the rules outwardly. The new covenant is about the Spirit changing us from the inside out so we can actually live the way God wants us to.
Okay, I get it. So it's not about trying to earn God's love by being good. It's about relying on the Spirit to help us become good. But how do I know if I'm actually working with the Spirit? What does that look like?
I think it comes down to those fruits of the Spirit that Paul talks about in Galatians. You know,
yeah.
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. We can't make those things happen on our own. They happen naturally when we let the Spirit lead us.
So instead of worrying about a list of rules, I can look at how I'm acting to see if I'm really following the Spirit.
Yeah. Are you becoming more loving, more joyful, more peaceful? Are you getting better at being patient and kind? Those are signs that the Spirit is working in you and changing you.
You know, this makes me think about how we treat other people. If the new covenant is all about grace and forgiveness, shouldn't that change how we deal with disagreements and make up with each other? Shouldn't it affect all our relationships?
That's so important. The new covenant isn't just about me and God. It's about how that relationship changes everything in my life.
Yeah.
I can't say I understand God's grace and then not show that same grace to others.
So if we really get how much God has forgiven us, we should be the most forgiving people around.
Exactly. It's tough, right?
Yeah.
But the new covenant helps us to show that same amazing grace and forgiveness to other people, even when it's hard and even when they don't deserve it, just like God did for us.
Okay, I see how the new covenant changes everything. It's not just something we learn about. It's how we should live.
And it's a way of life that's always developing.
Mm-hmm.
Remember we talked about how God's kingdom is already but not yet? Well, it's the same with the new covenant. We see it now, but it's going to keep unfolding forever.
So even though I don't have it all figured out, even though I still mess up sometimes, I can be sure that God is working in me to do what he wants through the new covenant.
That's the great thing. The new covenant isn't about how well we do. It's about God being faithful. He started it. He keeps it going. And he's the one who will finish it.
That is so encouraging. It takes the pressure off and makes me feel hopeful. But before we get too focused on the future, there's one more thing. We've talked about how the new covenant changes us personally, but what about how it changes the world? Does it have anything to say about how we deal with social problems, injustice, all the brokenness we see around us?
So that's where it gets really interesting, because the new covenant isn't just about being good. It's about showing the world what God is like.
Yeah.
What is God like? He's love, justice, mercy, compassion.
Okay, so the new covenant changes our hearts, our relationships, but how does it change the world? Does it tell us how to deal with social problems, with injustice, all the things that are wrong in the world?
Yeah, that's where it gets really interesting. You see, the new covenant isn't just about being personally good. It's about actually showing God's character to the world.
Mm.
And what is God's character? It's love, justice, mercy, compassion.
So it's not enough just to change ourselves. We're supposed to be changing the world, too.
Exactly. Think about the prophets in the Old Testament. They were always calling out injustice, speaking truth to power, standing up for the people who are being treated unfairly. That same spirit is a big part of the new covenant.
You know, I've always had a hard time with this idea of being prophetic. It sounds kind of scary, like I have to stand on a street corner yelling at people. But are you saying it's more about just showing God's heart for justice in practical ways?
Yeah. It's about speaking up for people who can't speak for themselves, standing up for what's right, and working to make the world more like the way God wants it to be. It could be anything. Volunteering, trying to change laws that are unfair, even just saying something when you see injustice happening in your everyday life.
Yeah. So it's less about doing big dramatic things and more about just living out the new covenant in everything we do.
Exactly. It's about letting the change that the new covenant brings spill out into our communities, our work, our families, even our online conversations.
This makes me think differently about how I get involved with trying to make the world better. It's not just about picking a cause and putting a sticker on my car. It's about showing what the new covenant is all about wherever I go.
Yeah, you got it. And that's where the real power of the new covenant is. It's not just about getting away from the bad things we've done. It's about being a channel for God's grace and love in a world that really needs it.
Wow, we've talked about a lot in this deep dive. We've gone through the history of the new covenant, how it was fulfilled in Jesus, what it means for our lives, our relationships, and even how we interact with the world. It's a lot to think about.
It really is. But the cool thing about the new covenant is that it's like a journey of discovery that never ends. There's always more to learn, more to experience, and more to understand.
And that's what I love about these deep dives. They're not just about cramming our heads with information. They're about making us curious, making us want to explore more, and inviting us to have a deeper relationship with God and His Word.
That's exactly it. It's about letting the truth of the new covenant really sink into our hearts and change us from the inside out.
Well, on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive. But before we go, I want to leave you with this. If the new covenant really is the ultimate plan of God for humanity, if it really is the blueprint for a changed life and a better world, then how does that change the way you look at your faith, your relationships, your work, just everything you do? It's something to really think about, isn't it?
It really is. And it can lead to a lifetime of amazing discoveries that can change you forever.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the new covenant. We'll see you next time, ready to explore another fascinating topic. Until then, keep searching, keep asking questions, and keep letting God's word shape your life.